from north to the south, from the middle of the country. So we have like so many different choices, varieties, good quality products, techniques. I think make us very unique in terms of diversity.
So Dirty Linen is still coming to you from the magnificent city of Barcelona. I am having the best time eating all the things, drinking possibly too much, definitely embedding day drinking into my life because I feel like that is very Spanish. My guest on this little stroll through the nighttime streets of Barcelona is Javier Perez Gonzalez, who has lived for quite some time in Melbourne. We've been having a great catch up about, eating in Australia, eating in Spain, the similarities and differences. Javier, thank you so much for spending the time with me and for letting me ambush you to come on the podcast.
That's so cool. I mean, it's walking with a Aussie in Gracia. It's pretty unique. So I love it. Thank you for having me here as well in your microphone.
Tell me a little bit about yourself because you're not from here originally, are you? Tell us your story.
Okay, I'm from the south of Spain. But yeah, I moved to France, then Brussels, and then I moved to Australia, as you said, for like maybe nearly 10 years. And yeah, moving around, just find the love for cooking, I guess. And yeah, now living here in Barcelona from like 2 years, no, nearly 3 years now, and loving it. But I'm origin from Granada, a small city in Andalusia, and yeah, missing a lot of Australia anyway.
Well, I'm happy to bring you a taste of Australia, but I'm happier for myself that I'm getting a taste of Barcelona with you. So you're a chef and you worked as a chef in Melbourne. You're also one of the founders of Eat Spanish, which has been promoting Spanish food culture in Australia and doing an amazing job with that. Tell us why everybody around the world should be excited about Spanish food culture. Why? What makes it so special?
I mean, I think it's one of the most rich food culture. I mean, in the big stuff that we are all very proud of Spanish cuisine, it's the diversity. So from north to the south, from the middle of the country, so we have like so many different choices, varieties, good quality products, techniques. I think make us very unique in terms of diversity. I think in Barcelona we have amazing culture, like food culture, but then you go to the south, you find the greatest products that you never tried before. If you go to the north, you have the greatest seafoods that you can eat in your life. I don't know, it's a country that you can have like so many different choices and they're all amazing, I guess.
And we know we're here in Barcelona, in Catalonia. It's such a proud food culture itself. What are some of the things that you really appreciate about your adopted home here?
Wow, it's a very international city. And we are so lucky to be in the coast, of course. So amazing seafood here. But then you have tiny cities or tiny towns, very rustic, where you have like amazing, I don't know, like meats.
What about the way that people gather around food and drink? Like, what's the vibe?
We are pretty social. I think in Spain in general, we are very social. So we love meeting, I don't know, even during the week, after work, have some drinks as well, and you always have nibbles, you know, of course tapas, but maybe in Barcelona they are not as popular as it is in the rest of Spain, or maybe in the south where I come from, where you have tapas for free. Actually, it's you have a drink, you have a chapa. So it's a way to socialize. It's eating, drinking, is the excuse to be out of the small apartment that probably you lived. And I'm meeting with friends and enjoy. I think the weather helps as well to be a bit more social than other places in the world, I guess.
And I mean, you are a chef and you were teaching in Melbourne at Holmes Glen. You had a lot to do with Spanish and other chefs in Melbourne and also here. What are some of the differences between the world of hospitality in Australia and Spain?
Well, Spain and I think probably Europe is the jungle right now in hospitality. I'm missing so much it's hard. Hospitality is hard everywhere. But in different between work conditions, respect, that's in Australia we really have. It's a bit different in here where we are so many people together trying to do something nice in your life. And in here, the competition, they're pretty hard and tough. So it's big difference.
So you think it's harder to work as a chef in Spain than Australia?
100%. Yeah, no, it's not only harder. I think the work condition helps or don't help in this case to be... in Australia, we are pretty lucky to have what we have. It's hard. It's a work. It's a profession that's it's not easy as we really know. In Spain, I think it's a little bit harder in terms of salaries, conditions, and at the end, it's competition.
And tell us what you're doing here at the moment and what you're planning to open very shortly.
Yeah, we're pretty happy. I'm private chefing here from the beginning, and now I'm working with few guys that they're opening small foodie kind of cooking schools. And we are now in Sant Cugat. This is a small village nearby Barcelona, but now in few months we are opening a place in the heart of the city, so near Passeig de Gràcia. We are opening a school, a beautiful school where foodies can join us from all around the world and learn and live what the culture stuff is going on in Barcelona.
It sounds like such a good experience. So if I was to come to the cooking school and we could have a private curriculum, you could teach me whatever you think I should know about, whether it's Spanish food or Catalan food, what would you teach me?
So I'm not by myself, so we have like a few more chefs. So from my side, probably I'll be doing more international and more Spanish, open Spanish courses. But then we have locals like Catalonian, and we have as well like people that they like pizzaiolos, bakers. Like, so we have a bunch of staff that they are helping us to do a fantastic experience.
I can't wait. Well, Javier, thank you so much for showing us around today and for sharing your insights. Really fantastic to catch up here.
Thank you, Dani.
This is Dirty Linen, and I'm Dani Vallant. We air the issues that the hospitality industry finds hard to talk about, hearing from different people with unique perspectives. We want to hear from you as well. If you have something that needs to be said about a topic, get in touch so we can include your perspective. Contact us at dirtylinen@deepintheweeds.com.au or hit us up on Insta @dirtylinenpodcast. We can't wait to hear from you.
This.